Not the Rose, but Near. A Sherlock BBC fan fiction, written by Nymphaline and read by Afrogeek Goddess. The First. When are you coming back? Elizabeth Anderson stares out the window of Sally's battered Ford Focus. She picks at her nails. Your car smells like chow mein. You were late. Elizabeth shrugs, the treacherous slope of her shoulders white under the streetlights. Insomnia. He thinks he has it. Anderson has no idea what he has. When? Sally asks again. I don't know, Elizabeth says, her voice hitching at every word she speaks. I don't know. I just... don't go. Sally's hands are wrapped around the wheel, and she looks ahead as if she has to, as if she's driving them both away, as if her second-hand car were a white steed, and she a black knight, and Elizabeth a princess and prize all in one. I can't. I just... pretend I didn't say anything. I'll stay away, I'll never call, I'll skip every bloody Christmas party and drinks night until I retire, just please, please. Sally, you fucking idiot. Elizabeth gropes for the door, stumbles out, slams it without heed for the sound. Sally waits until she can see Elizabeth safe inside her beautiful home. See Elizabeth collapse, crying, onto her beautiful couch. She drives away. Her wipers swish back and forth, for a full 10 minutes, before she realizes that it isn't the rain rendering her blind. The Second. Elizabeth. Sally knows the sight of her, faded petal lips hovering over a throat of isabelline and cream, punctuated by a single freckle, the exact shade of Sally Donovan. Sally, at 17, wore her dad's cast-off shirts as smocks, smiled at the mottled rainbows trapped underneath her fingernails, called herself an artist. Sally knows the scent of her, posh perfume trapped in the fibers of a forgotten scarf. Every month or so, Sally smacks her forehead and declares that one day she'll remember to bring the damn thing with her. Elizabeth never mentions it. It took Sally a whole afternoon at Harrod's to find the bottle that matches the source of the scent. Sally knows the sound of her honking, hearty laugh that only Ricky Gervais and Sally Donovan can prompt. Sally is not a musician, but she knows that Elizabeth laughs in the key of G major. Elizabeth's out of town, Anderson says. Give me the taste of her, Sally thinks. Filtered through a filthy medium, Elizabeth's labial essence dwindles to a worth that matches Sally's own. Or so Sally thinks. But she's trying not to think right now, isn't she? Anderson groans and runs his fingers through Sally's labyrinthian curls as she sinks to her knees. She cups him, hardening, through his trousers. She frees the tongue of his belt.